Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver. Welcome to Stock Talk. I'm Cindy Broad, reporting for Stockhouse Media, and our coverage continues with our next company on the roster, Rubicon Organics. I am joined by Jesse McConnell, who is the CEO and co-founder of Rubicon Organics. Rubicon trades under the symbol ROMJ on the CSE. Welcome, Jesse.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.
Having a good day at Extraordinary Futures today.
Yeah, it's been a great conference so far. Lots of really interesting companies and a lot of investors too.
Excellent. Okay, so basically just want to get some history on Rubicon Organics and tell me a little bit about the company. What makes you different?
Sure. Well, I've got a long history in the space. I founded Whistler Medical Marijuana, which was the first certified organic legal cannabis company in the world. We actually wrote the certified organic standard to enable that to get go through that process. We sold that company in the spring of this year to Aurora for $175
million. Wow.
And what makes Rubicon different is taking that same idea, focusing on super premium and building an organic brand, but doing that with a very different production base. So while Whistler was growing all indoors, which really results in a much higher cost base for your production, we focus on hybridized greenhouses, and we've poured upwards of 20-odd million into our Canadian facility alone. So think of an indoor production facility with a glass roof.
Wow, it sounds very impressive. It's I'm glad to see that you're sort of working towards expansion. So, is there expansion plans in the works for Rubicon?
We are very focused at Rubicon. I think a lot of companies in the space are focused on a variety of verticals because it's such a large industry.
Yeah.
We're focused on one: winning in super premium and organic.
Excellent.
And that's what we're going to do. We've got 11,000 kilos of production coming out of that facility, and we'll have a cost base less than a dollar all-in cultivation cost for a product that will sell in the top 10% of pricing across the country.
Excellent. So it's not more expensive to grow organically? Is it more expensive to grow organically?
That's one of the challenges.
Yeah.
And for a lot of companies, it is, because your yields are significantly lower when you grow organically. And the cost of your inputs can be significantly higher, but that's kind of the secret sauce that we have. We've been working on with a facility on the Sunshine Coast where we source all of our own raw materials. That means everything from Douglas fir bark, because we have an abundance of that here on the West Coast, to working with fish farms in order to get a good source of clean nitrogen. So all these supply chain management results in us having an extremely low cost for our inputs. And then over the course of the last 8 years, we've refined that fertility and soil program to the point that we're actually beating the yields that you'd see with typical hydroponic production.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about what you see as being some macro trends in the cannabis space in the coming year?
I think there's going to be a real flight toward quality. And that's not even so much a trend as how the market's always been, except now we have a legal supply chain instead of a black market supply chain. So with a lot of producers coming into the space who maybe weren't bringing the same cultivation and high-tech agricultural background that we are, they've really struggled to maintain that quality and to do it compliantly. So what we hear time and time again from the retail stores is we want two things. We want low-cost product for that demographic, for the value mainstream producer consumer, and then we want premium product, and we can't find any. There's a couple in the space delivering against that, but not relative to where the demand is.
Right.
So that's really what we've targeted. 1% of market share over on the aggregate marketplace for around 10,000 kilos. And I'll be darned if I can't sell 10,000 kilos of product in the super premium space in Canada next
year. For sure. Yeah, absolutely agreed. What are some upcoming value catalysts for the company that investors can kind of keep an eye on you over the next little bit to make sure you're hitting those milestones?
Well, we're fundamentally focused on delivering profitability by the second quarter of next year. On an EBITDA basis, on a P&L basis, you'll see that even next year. But we're on the very beginning of our growth curve. So our first harvest is today.
Oh, wow. That's so exciting.
We're very excited to begin that. We'll make that announcement once we're, you know, fully harvested and it's all in place. But we're literally taking down our first commercial harvest today. And then over the course of the next 6 to 8 weeks, that's when we'll start rolling out our branding strategy, our supply agreements, our extraction partners. So we've been relatively quiet for the last little while, waiting till we have a lot of news to present.
Yeah.
So we're very excited about October and November.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. How long has Rubicon been publicly traded for?
We went public on October 10th of last year.
Okay, great. So, yeah, it seems like you've got a lot going on. Very busy end of 2019 for you, moving into 2020. That's great. Finally, can you tell our investor audience a little bit about the current valuation of the company and the valuation of your stock right now, why it might be a good buy, what they should consider?
Well, like any good CEO, I'm going to say that my stock is undervalued. But really, the question here is, there is a large consumer demand. Nobody, you know, debates that fact. Who are the companies who are able to execute against that? And I think it's been difficult for an investor to understand which company is high quality and which isn't. With Rubicon, I've done it before with Whistler.
Yeah.
We're doing it again. We've got the ex-chairman of PricewaterhouseCoopers on our board, so you know that we're not going to have any corporate governance issues. We have the kind of people who have been working in consumer packaged goods for decades, like the ex-president of Red Bull Latin America is our current president, an executive vice president from Diageo, who ran the super premium whiskey reserve portfolio, is running our marketing. These are the kind of people who know how to deliver. So instead of talking a big game, I think they should just follow along, see our supply agreements, go talk to the retail stores about how our product is selling through. You're going to have a lot of happy consumers because that's where our focus is. And on that basis, that's going to turn over numbers.
Fantastic. Sounds like you've got a really solid management team behind the company as well, which is always very important to see. Any last thoughts you'd like to leave investors with before we sign off on the podcast?
I think the cannabis space is still really exciting, but I think investors have to do more due diligence than ever before because the momentum curve is over. But there is a real demand out there, a real industry. And if you can find the high quality companies, this is a really good time if you've done your math and you've done your due diligence.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, I'd like to once again thank you so much, Jesse, for joining us on the floor of the Extraordinary Future Conference in Vancouver and sharing some very insightful information about Rubicon with our Stockhouse listeners. Thank you so much. Again, Jesse McConnell is the CEO and co-founder of Rubicon Organics, and Rubicon trades on the CSE under the symbol ROMJ. I'm Cindy Broad for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Tech and Cannabis Sector podcast from the floor of the Extraordinary Future Conference 2019. Thanks so much for listening. Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.